Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing well. So far, so good.
What is new in the city?
What is new in the city? Well, I guess it depends on your outlook.
That is true. What's new is Butler's Pond is going to be restored, according to a vote by the city council last night.
Yeah, that's a good move. We have a neighborhood group that's been very active over there to try to revitalize that pond. Sometimes we forget about our natural resources in our city, and of course, over time, with some of the drain wash off coming in from the roads, it's not healthy necessarily for the pond. So this is a nice program, and the money comes from the sewer water and drainage rehab fund, which comes from developers, so it's not taxpayer money either, which is great. So I'm looking forward to getting that project done. We have, obviously, Butler's Pond, we have Sailor's Pond, and we've got a lot of marsh and other great ecological treasures in our city, so this is going to be a nice little project.
I know this was part of the thought process when you established the Department of Natural Resources and brought on the commissioner and also an environmental scientist just for the city.
Absolutely, indeed. It's already paying dividends. It truly is. Got some great talent there led by Dave Murphy and getting some good things done for our city. And it's interesting, Joe, with the times we're living between the pandemic and kind of the craziness that's going on nationally, we normally would be talking a lot more about some of these issues and projects locally. So it's good that it's being done, and I know it's going to have a lot of positive impact on that area, certainly on the wildlife there and the turtles and so forth. They call it their habitat. So good stuff.
Yeah, is that this year that'll happen?
It should happen indeed this year. I don't know if it'll be all completed this year, but we'll be underway this year.
Okay, yes. Very good. Also last night, the council, as expected, of course, put the request to bond the pension obligations into the finance committee, but maybe if you could explain a little bit more about that proposal.
Yeah, sure. So every community, certainly municipalities, some belong to county, but many have their own pension system, and it's a system that we follow the state rules and guidelines. And many of the systems are not nearly fully funded. We call this unfunded liability. And Quincy's, it's now, by the way, it's not run by the mayor. It's a separate board. The money comes out of the 11% off the top for employees' paychecks, goes into this. Two of the members are elected. One is appointed by the mayor. One is ex officio, the city auditor, and then the four of them then pick the fifth member of the board. I've asked in part of this program that we add two board members for the sole purpose of assisting with investment. The portfolio is not done quite as robustly as we'd like it. So in these crazy times, we also have an opportunity because we have the lowest interest rates we've seen. I mean, historically, they can't get any lower. And so the idea is we bring in the balance of what the unfunded liability is. We bring that in real dollars, put it into the system, and, we pay the debt service on that value. Now, the beauty is the debt service is so cheap that each year the city will be saving money because each year we pay for that retirement system for our employees. And though they pay a vast majority of it, the city still pays a portion of it. And it's right now, this year's budget is $32 million. July 1st will go up by $4 million to $36 million. And if you look at the schedule going forward, it goes up pretty dramatically over the next 15 years. So this allows us to control that cost, to really put a cap on it, if you will. Now, some will say, well, what if this happens? What if that happens with the market? Well, if something happens with the market, it's going to be an issue anyway. Our number's going to go up. So the reality is this is going to save around $9 to $10 million a year in our budget process. So that's big money. That's a lot of dollars. So I expected it to go into Finance Committee. Councils will do their research. Obviously, we'll provide and share all the analysis and information we've done on it, and hopefully we can move forward.
How long would it take to pay off that bond?
It's a 30-year debt service, so over the 30 years, we save about $80 million.
And what can that savings be used for? Does that just go back to the general fund?
It goes back to the general fund. It goes back to the budget process. Every time we do a municipal budget each year, the two items I start with, Joe, is, okay, what's the health insurance increase going to be? Mm-hmm. What's the retirement cost increase going to be? What other fixed costs would be increased? You know, whether it's energy or fuel, and then you really begin to divvy up the pie, if you will. So this allows us to control that going forward with a known number each and every year, rather than this variable that could go up $4-6 million based on the, you know, what the portfolio is not doing. So this gives us some certainty, it gives us projections, easier to model, and does save the money each year at budget times. So it's good stuff.
Speaking of, I know you're probably in budget forming mode at the moment. Any update on that at the moment?
Actually, we are. We're looking at a, you know, pretty much a lean budget, going through some of the requests as we speak. You know, each year I usually present around the first Monday of May to the council, and that is the plan. And, you know, we're trying to figure it out, trying to nail some of the stuff down. And, of course, we're going to make some assumptions, including the pension obligation bond passing. And we can always revisit to the council if they decide otherwise. But, you know, some of those assumptions we have to make in order to build the budget. And we're not going to see a lot of changes from this year's budget.
I know you're
trying to keep it lean.
You talked previously about looking at salaries again. Is that part of the budget process?
Well, we're in negotiations right now with all the unions.
Okay.
The contracts were up the end of last June on the city side, and then the end of June in August and September for the school side. So every city contract is up right now. We're negotiating with unions. And, of course, the pandemic and all that's occurred has kind of complicated that. So we may be setting some money aside for purposes of obviously negotiation, so we'll see what happens.
Sure. Any news on a health commissioner, Mayor?
Well, we did advertise, and we did. The deadline has passed. We now, my team is sorting through the resumes, and they're narrowing it down for those they feel should be interviewed. And they'll go through the process and then recommend some names to me, and then I'll have the final interview and make the decision. But we did get some. We've got some good interest from folks that seem to be qualified, but you know, sometimes everyone looks good on paper, but you know, once you do the reference checks and do the interview, you get a better feel for it. So hopefully in the coming weeks we'll be in a better place.
Very good. I know you were among the many attendees at the anti-Asian hate crime rally at City front of City Hall last Saturday. What was that experience like?
Well, I certainly learned a little bit more about some of the Asian American citizens here in Quincy and some of their experiences, and I thought it was very well done. They certainly give Philip Chong and Quincy Asian Resources a tip of the hat. It was very well organized. It wasn't obviously there was no violence, no hooting and hollering, and it was done respectfully. Mm-hmm. And I would think that the two guys on that common and statue form, Adams and Hancock, would be very proud that this is what you're allowed to do in this country. You can have a peaceful protest and, you know, state your position and get your word out. And I think it was done very well. A lot of articulate speakers. Certainly thank the Attorney General and the Congressman for coming out. But I thought it was a good day.
Any update on your mayoral commission to look at the diversity issue?
We're just finalizing one more name, and then we'll be announcing the group, and then they'll begin their work.
Okay, very good. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.